Bringing Mike Beamish from the Vancouver Sun. And Mike, so far, what type of letter grade would you give the first few games for the BC Lions so far?
Well, Mark, it depends, I guess, on what part of the team you're looking at. I would say offensively, they probably would get a B, maybe even a B+. Defensively, probably a D. Lions are a team, actually, the two previous head coaches before Jeff Tedford this year, Wally Buono and Mike Benavides, came from a defensive background. They were, Mike Benavides was the former defensive coordinator, and Wally Buono was a defensive player with the Montreal Alouettes, and that was really the strength of their team. In fact, the Lions seemed to be sort of just barely able to do an adequate job offensively, but they relied on their defense sort of as the bedrock of the team. It's kind of flipped around this year. I think they actually have a much more exciting offense headed by Travis Lule, who surprisingly is in great form. Yeah. There was a lot of question marks about him, whether he would recover from his latest shoulder injury, but his play is about outstanding so far. But defensively, they've been very vulnerable. In fact, going into this game, on a net basis, they've given up the most yards of any team in the league. So that's something they're certainly going to have to tighten up going forward.
Mike, you mentioned the new head coach, Jeff Tedford. Wally Buono's been overseeing the Lions for a long time, and he and Mike Benavides were kind of cut from the same cloth. Is it, from a media point of view, is it different dealing with Tedford than it was Wally and Benavides?
Well, yeah, Tedford is a much different cat, I would say. G-Roy Simon, who is now, of course, a retired player, but he's now working with the Lions and the business and football operations. He made a sort of an observation to me. He thinks a lot of the Canadian coaches, like Buono and Benavides, you know, feel they have to kind of prove themselves. I mean, Wally's already done that. He's the winningest coach in CFL history. But a lot of Canadian coaches, because the league has been dominated by head coaches who are American, they kind of feel they have to kind of earn their spurs a little bit, and maybe that's a little, you know, slight inferiority complex, I don't know. But Tedford came up here, a very successful coach. He spent 11 seasons with the University of California Golden Bears and basically resurrected that program, was appointed offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before a heart condition forced him to give up that job. But he's a guy with a great resume already, and I get the feeling from Tedford, he's all about football. He's very, very businesslike. He doesn't really feel he has to sell the game. That was different than Benavides and Buono, who were very sort of open to the media, not only open to the media, but were available to the media. Tedford is much more structured that way. He, you know, he doesn't give the media a lot of time, gives them sort of, you know, sort of a basic amount, enough, and then goes about and does his business. So I think he's kind of a guy who's very sure of himself. He's sure of his accomplishments. He has a great resume, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest difference to me, is that he's all about business on the football end, not so much on sort of the media public relations end.
Mike Beamish joining us, previewing the Lions taking on the Argonauts tonight from a BC Place kickoff just after 8 p.m. here in Edmonton. Mike, you mentioned you give the Lions defense a D so far, but looking at the stats, Adam Big Hill and Solomon Aluminium, they're near the top in tackles. Is it just kind of those two are doing work and they're dragging the rest of the defense behind them?
Well, I think too, Mark, is that, you know, as much as J.C. Sherrod had an outstanding year a few years ago with the Eskimos and led the CFL, in fact, set a record for tackles. Sometimes tackles are not reflective, because I think Big Hill and Aluminium are playing exceptionally well. I mean, they're all around the ball, but it really depends on where you make the tackle. You know, I mean, if you're making it the line of scrimmage, it's a great tackle. If you're making it 15 yards downfield, that means the other team has a first down. So I think those two in particular are having outstanding years and they're doing a lot, but it takes 10 others. And I think the Lions are not only vulnerable against the pass because they have a lot of young players playing in the secondary, but up front too, on their defensive line, they haven't had a lot of pressure. In fact, I mean, sacks are down everywhere in the CFL, but the Lions have just 5 in 3 games. So I think all those different aspects of their defense have to come together more. Their linebackers, the Big Hill and Aluminium, are outstanding, but for the other parts of the defense, it's still a work in progress.
Mike Beamish joining us from the Vancouver Sun. Lions home to the Argos tonight. Argos coming off a bye week. They're 2-1. They've been, to me, one of the bigger surprises in the CFL so far. I know it's very early, but what have you seen from the Argos so far?
Well, that's true. I mean, and people in Edmonton know that because the Argos played their, quote, home,
yes,
first home game in Fort McMurray, and probably surprised a lot of people when they beat the Eskimos there, and then they went to Regina and beat the Rough Riders at Mosaic Stadium, although everyone appears to be doing that
yes,
nowadays. And then they went on to Calgary and actually battled the Stampeders hard and led, but actually didn't deal particularly well in the second half and ended up losing that game. So I think they've probably been a surprise, especially Trevor Harris, the quarterback, who was kind of an unknown quantity. He was Ricky Ray's backup and sort of forced to start because of these injuries to a shoulder injury to Ricky Ray. He's over the surgery and he's still on the rehab mend. But I think Harris, going into this week, which is week 5 in the CFL, he has 9 touchdown passes, just 2 interceptions, and I think his quarterback rating, 121.5, is the best in the CFL. So I think he's been a real surprise, and they have a trio of really new receivers, big guys like Kevin Elliott and Vidal Hazelton, and they're big rangy targets for Trevor Harris. So I think offensively, definitely they're much like the Lions that way. The Argos, they seem to be able to move the ball and score points. Defense is another matter with them.
Just a couple quick ones, Mike. I appreciate your time. You mentioned the Riders, they're 0-4. They've put up the most points in the CFL. They've also surrendered the most points in the CFL. If you could put your finger on what exactly is wrong in Saskatchewan, what do you think that is?
Well, I think really a lot of it, Mark, is the injuries. I mean, they've had, I mean, the biggest injury of all, I guess, is Darian Durant with his Achilles injury. He's gone for the season, although Kevin Glenn is the most passing yards in the league at this point, although he's played 4 games, and a lot of teams like the Lions and the Argos have only played 3. I mean, they're getting great production again, another Eskimo connection from Jerome Messam, but I think defensively they've had a lot of injuries. The latest was Tristan Jackson, returner, cornerback. He was injured last week against the Lions. Shea Emery is injured. I think that's basically one of the Achilles heels of the Riders. I mean, they've been inconsistent, and strangely, their head coach, Corey Chamberlain, who's a defensive mastermind and the guy that runs the defense, has been able to get those totals down. And the teams are seem to be both running and passing against the Riders, but I think injuries have had a lot of to do with it. But I mean, really, they've been in a lot of games. I mean, they've lost in overtime to the Argos. They've lost to the Lions twice by 3 points. One of those times in overtime. So they've been close. They just haven't been able to finish or have given up big plays at the worst time.
Last one for you, Mike. We've now seen these rules for, I guess, 3-4 games. Do you like the new rules the CFL added this year?
Well, I think so. I think, Mark, that's one of the reasons I think offenses are up. Is I think because of, the defenders are only able to engage the receivers within the first 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. And as I mentioned, sacks are down. Quarterback protection is up. Quarterbacks are either getting rid of the ball sooner or they're being afforded more protection. So I think that those rules have certainly contributed to the points totals going up. They've also contributed to the flags going up as well. I mean, we saw that really early where flags were just flying like confetti. I think it's kind of eased back a bit in the last couple of weeks as the players adjust to the new rule. So hopefully going forward, there'll be fewer penalties and just as many points scored, if not more.
Mike, I really appreciate your time. The Lions are in Edmonton not until September, so we will catch. I'm sure we'll talk before then, but enjoy tonight's game, and we'll see you in September.
Okay, thanks very much, Mark. Have a good evening.